If you look back to 1980, the rent was $243. Minimum wage was $3.10, meaning your monthly gross was $496. So to rent this apartment, it would be 48.9% of your gross income back in 1980. But let's fast forward to 2024. The average rent is $1,747. The federal minimum wage is $7.25, giving you $1,160. You can't even get an apartment with the federal minimum wage. But let's be generous and double the federal minimum wage, because people at Walmart and fast food joints are making $14.50 to $15. So $14.50 would bring you to $2,320, and it'd be 75% of your gross income, making double the federal minimum wage in 2024. But let's take it even a step further. ZipRecruiter said that starting pay for college graduates is $24 an hour. So that would be $38.40 a month. Someone with a bachelor's degree could afford this one-bedroom apartment, but it would be 45.4% of their gross income. A college graduate is spending the same amount of their income on rent as the minimum wage worker in 1980 did.